Broadcastingnetwork.org. It's a live program, 3 hours with RBN and Parker Pathways. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. My producer is sharp. He's letting me know when people are on air, and I hope I heard it correctly. Jeff from Idaho. Jeff, are you on air?
Yeah, Dr. Parker. Hey, it's great to hear your voice. Hey, the last 5 minutes, DNA is a Walter Russell voltage to torque dielectric scalar amp that we've been working on since last year as a general qualifier.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Here's where we're at with 3 days to go to complete our mission. It looks like we've got to take the gloves off. I sent a link to the White House on a Coro Into case. I don't know if you saw it, but I don't find it active on their database. But the law of agency indicates notice to principal is notice to agent. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Anna's notice in June 2015 is active for all the old Congress members from the last session. I finished reading Patrick M. Wood's book about the technocratic trilateralist terminators, titled Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. He co-authored Trilateralist Over Washington with Anthony Sutton. 19% of the trilateralists in North America were in the Carter administration to give away the Panama Canal to basically start technocracy in China, using the communist Brzezinski, Kissinger, and the same type of communist like Angela
Merkel.
That's exactly
what happened, yeah.
Right. Okay. So what I'm saying is this is a great book to combine with Anna's to really get a flavor of what's going on. You know, if Donald had the time to read this, he'd really kind of get an understanding of how he's been misinformed by the mainstream media, you know, all of his life, and this is the stuff going on in the background that is the fake, peak oil, you know, Doyle, dinosaurs oil problem, you know, that they've been using. And a lot of people were involved in it. Steinmetz was involved with it, Langemeyer. A lot of heavies were associated over the past 100 years with this thing. So what I wanted to get to is on page 96 of 297, misprision of felony occurs whenever having knowledge of an actual commission of a felony cognizable by a court of the U.S. concerns and does not, as soon as possible, make known the same of some judge or other person in civil or military authority under 18 U.S.C. misprision of felony, without giving any degree of maintenance to felony for any aid given him. The party becomes an accessory after the fact. Misprision of treason is defined as the concealment of treason by being merely passive, for if any assistance be given to the traitor, it makes the party a principal. Notice the principal to agent. As there are no accessories in treason. Okay, so from Clint's book, since the British Prime Minister invaded, on page 337, the word pension, as we've been talking about the Civil War problems, an allowance made to anyone without an equivalence. In England, it is generally understood to mean pay given to a state hireling for treason to his country. All right, and this is from Samuel Johnson's Dictionary of English Law, 1755, and this is the pre-Declaration of Independence dates, okay? And this deals with the one organic, the organic laws in the USC. So when Patrick wrote this book, he explained that the Common Core state standards are owned by the private corporation called the National Governors Association on page 187. The attack of what you were mentioning years ago, the ICLEI, remember?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's on page 198. And so what I'm saying is this is on Amazon Unlimited, you know, on the Kindle system, you know, mm-hmm. for people to kind of review it. But what I wanted to tie in is all the stuff I've sent you. You know, I have my internet back over the past couple of days. I've been trying to catch up. But all these things that we've been trying as a backup plan, I think, because all those offices since 76 are the way that the UN basically incorporated, and those are private positions right now. There's no the FISA Act is not valid, and there's no sovereign immunity from what these guys are, you know, because you know, the common law information I sent you, that there's a couple good people besides Dr. Rivera, and you know, that common law court is not the one with the big stones on it in front of that we always look at. That's the corporate Supreme Court. So what we're trying to get to is how do we force these guys, you know, with misprision of felony issues from 2015, to expose these guys on the national stage. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the bribery that goes on. So I'm just mm-hmm. saying, I'm trying to give you a couple options in the next couple days.
Yes,
because I don't know what went together at the little, you know, Philadelphia get-together. But, you know, that's... I was just curious if you had any comments on... direction for me to look at in the next day or two?
One of the things that I presented the ICLI about 6 years ago mm-hmm. and presented it out into they're getting to put that into the United Nations, which I did. What we have now, to follow through in your setting, is that on February 1st, which is coming up this week, treason is being performed.
Right.
And if you cannot have two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to agree to repeal the Independent Payment and Advisory Board, commonly nicknamed the TED panel, then essentially Obama has committed treason. And even though he's, in fact, the fact that he's no longer officially president.
Correct, right. It's still applicable. Right.
Yeah, he's still political, and he still can be charged. Now, this is
right.
This is the point. You see, the press, as a body, is affecting the political drive from the Second World War, if you
right.
look at it carefully.
Yeah, the UN. Yeah, this is the UN takeover, right?
Yeah, and when Harry Truman, he was the last signatory of the United Nations. People don't realize
right.
that,
right?
And
well,
Harry Truman.
Anna breaks that down into the real UN and now the corporate UN, which is what we're fighting right now. Yeah. This is the genocide issue on the death panel.
You're right. And so what we have here is that if you bring in people from other countries and say to them, which they said last night, in the federal judge order, not to prevent aliens from coming into the country. But you see, that's based on the principle of treason, because they're saying that when a foreign person comes here, they have the rights of a United States citizen.
Right.
Now, if you take this, as you and I know, law is a fiction.
Right.
It's all fiction. And the thing is that if you say, well, they have the rights of that, then where I'm going with this, do they have a right to die? Now, your position of your right to die came from there was a talk about, there are people in the audience that don't believe the Holocaust occurred, you know. But the whole thing was the base of the celebration of the people who are still alive from the Holocaust. And when the movement went from one country to another of people, there was the assumption that they were bringing their laws with them. So by saying that you have no right to die within your country is really what the issue is in terms of the treason. Now, we're not talking about academic discussion in law. We're talking about, as I opened the first hour, of the determination of when the Hippocratic Oath was changed, and it said that now this happened about 8 years ago, formally. You could put a patient on a gurney and leave him in the hallway.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So in other words...
Oh, I've been through this. I know what you're talking about. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
You beg your pardon?
Yeah, I've been through this. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that when that happened, the basis of the treaty laws for the determination of who lives and dies was made on the fact of a very strange principle that a physician was not to touch you. In other words, physicians don't even touch their patients anymore, if you'll notice. In other words, the basis of medicine was based on the fact that you should be able to determine objective and subjective symptomology determination by touch, subjective by mind, objective by touch. Now, the key is, you should be able to tell what a patient's position is. That's why they changed the patent law and said, well, in the United States, we cannot patent. The Supreme Court said we cannot patent the DNA, which I opened up at the end of the first hour. Well, you see, who determined that? What piece of law determined that? That was based upon the law of that we're discussing, of the fact that the United Nations determined that the patient was not to be touched because it was the property of the state.
Yeah, and this is the whole bogus thing that we've got to overturn.
Exactly. This is the treason, you see. So
right,
the thing
yeah.
is, so where we're going with this in the real world, just take that piece of information. I've been talking for two or three shows since I came back on of the caregivers. In other words, I mentioned in the first hour, the process comes out to the fact that the greatest corporate challenge they have is the fact that they're losing people without treatment. They're being sent home without treatment. And And my thesis is that a person, and this is what my whole point is about the metrics, that's why I interviewed Dr. Emanuel, who said everything happens to you by 75 and you should, that's the end of you. He wasn't joking.
Right.
The United States government changed the age in the death panel after that interview, which I have been contacted by all the powers that be. They changed it from 75 to 76. Now you ask yourself,
so what? Yeah, right. So what? Yeah, right.
You see what I mean?
Now they're moving the trees in like 1 year up. Yeah, that's great.
You see what I'm saying? So the thing. So what we've got here is, if you change the definition of a person's life, which has happened, and place it, which Obama did, but it's not just Obama. You know, to me, Obama was what is called a succulent puppet.
Quite an enabler, correct.
Yeah, right. He was an enabler. Now, who gave him that direction to BS the public that he was a constitutional lawyer?
The Screen Actors Guild.
When you read which I've given you, the terms of the fact, and I went out the door on RBN, first month, let me think, 10 years ago, that we need a grand jury of science and technology. Why do you think law deans quietly said there's something to this? Of course, President Trump, I'm not going to say the thing, but he thinks there's something to it, too. He passed it to some of his hotshot lawyers. Now, let me tell you the lawyers he's got. He's got Cohn. You know who Cohn is? The son of the famous lawyer Cohn?
Yeah, I looked at the four. Dr. Parker, I looked at the four on the White House list.
Yeah, he's got five lawyers there that can change your life in a whip.
Hey, this is the thing to forward to him. Are executive orders valid? If no state of emergency exists.
Yeah, so what
that's
we
what
got
I was thinking.
Here.
Right, so that's what I was thinking with that song was playing on last Saturday.
Yeah. So where we're going with this is the fact that the audience here for RBN is modest and very intelligent. We have out there in the world the people who are saying, well, I just want a job. They don't realize there aren't no jobs. There aren't any jobs based upon the criteria of which a job determines. In other words, the guy had his lunch pail, he went in, he busted his ass for 30 years raising his family. He had a job, he joined the union, they had a beer in the pub afterward. People sang songs, people danced, had happy times, they had picnics in the park. None of that exists. You could be killed in the park. The food's contaminated. There aren't any jobs in the whole thing because the technology's changed. Why has the technology changed? Because they want the people to die who know the information.
Right. Yeah, this is along the lines of an audio I sent you, Dr. Parker, from the 23rd, now that I got my internet back. Tom Lockavera-Stewart on the 14th Amendment stuff has been grabbed by the feds and put in a courtesy hold in Oregon for his bringing the 14th Amendment around and showing the constitutionality as corporate, and all the land grabs out west were invalid, you know,
that's an example.
Right.
Yeah. That's an example.
But, yeah, if you get a chance to come across some of that stuff this week, there's $4,500 trillion in derivatives for the population in D.C., and suck those out and work out the deal where land is replaced for those things before the Federal Reserve tries to collapse Donald Trump's activities.
We're going to the United Nations, Jeff. Thank you for
good luck.
Calling.
All right.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and I'm going to mention a few things about the Waters of the United States rule, which was placed in an executive order to be quiescent for a period of time through the EPA. And what the government doesn't tell you is that the Safe Drinking Water Act defines the contaminants that you have in the water, and then the Clean Water Act, according to the government, is protecting the quality of the United States navigable waters. And it was placed into the law in 1972, and in my opinion, I think the president has correctly put an executive order to stay on these regulations and put them into a quiet space until they can be eliminated, re-regulated in such a way to give the foreign people the opportunity to the water and have a better way to place contaminants to be tested in the water. When I first went out the door in the big world water court, the EPA told me that they only had bench space for three contaminants in the drinking water, and they're the ones they've been working with for years, you see. That's when nine deans of medical schools went on CNN to go against me and said, well, perchlorate really goes out of the thymus and the thyroid gland within 9 days, so there's nothing to worry about. The whole position of the sequestering by the President of the United States in an executive order, I was one of the people that suggested that to him. Not that it was a friendly basis. He sought me out in terms of the chloramine causes health damage, which he will place as soon as the cabinet gets assembled. The Democrats say they can hold up on anybody for 1 week legally. But the idea here is that the government says, I'll tell you what the people know. See, the people know under the waters of the United States rule, which the president has placed in sequestering in an executive order, is that it regulates all the ditches and those that only an asshole can flow on a farm from rainfall. The government says that the proposed rule actually reduces the regulation of ditches and excludes ditches, that have are constructed on dry lands and don't have water year-round. When you have a dry land, of course, you understand the dry land farm, it doesn't, when the government says, well, it doesn't have a year-round rain, that's true. That's why it's called dry land. But you see, what a farmer does, he has to set up, he or she has to set up the ditch in order to collect. The government actually says they'll come in and say they own that water. So the government's wrong again. The public knows that you need a permit for walking cows across a wet field or stream. That's why a lot of farmers are in jail today. Dairy farms, people coming in, the government shooting their cows because they're against the climate change. The government says, no, that doesn't happen. Normal farming and ranching activities don't need permits under the Clean Water Act. What the government doesn't say is that you need under the Safe Drinking Water Act combined with the Clean Water Act. The public knows that ponds on a farm will be regulated. The government says, no, we don't regulate ponds on the farm. Then why do you gather up the thousands of cattle on people's ranches and take them? We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, everyone. The idea of the world going along as it is. In other words, you have the government saying, well, in the Clean Water Act, you know, you have one in the Water Rules Act, which the president put in abeyance. Actually, there are other things that are involved in treaties that contain things in Mexico. You know, and that if you look at the history of United States signing treaties with other countries, of course, that's what a treaty is, you know, that's how they got away in the Obama administration. You know, they had a Secretary of State who just went around and say, well, we're going to do this deal with Iraq and, you know, but Congress has to ratify it. The treaty, but they haven't ratified it, so we're going to go ahead and do this. But there was a treaty that was signed with Guadalupe Hidalgo. Now, to understand, this was in Mexico in 1837. Now, this treaty with Mexico was set up in such a way that Mexico didn't like Texas being an independent nation. And when Texas became the 28th state, Mexico just got upset and said, that's too much land. So in 1846, President Polk declared war on Mexico. Now, it wasn't unusual, if you read history, for the Mexican forces to outnumber the United States forces as much as 4-1. That's been even testified out with the Alamo, which I did a show on. And by the way, I've forgotten how many people responded to that Alamo show. I have forgotten now, but I know it was four figures. But anyway, which is very good. But, the U.S. side, we'll say, had good weapons, and they had battle tactics, and they knew how to fight battles in a different way. And about a year and a half later, after the battles went on with Texas and Mexico over land, the possibility of having got to realize it was 1800, so America didn't want to have additional slave states. And so the southern politicians, they started calling for the conquest of all of Mexico. So the northern states, they didn't want any additional slave states either. So they opposed the conquest of Mexico, but they introduced bills that said, well, I think the actual wording I'm reading from the actual treaty right now says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude would exist in any territories acquired by the Mexican War. So he went to war to Mexico to conquer Mexico. So it was on February 2nd, 1848, they had 3 months of negotiation, and a treaty was signed with the Mexico city of Guadalupe, Hidalgo. Now, the treaty said that the United States would pay Mexico $15 million, and the United States would take care of any claims an American individual had against Mexico by paying these Americans $3.25 million. Now, in turn, the United States got over 1 million square acres of territory. And so it included all or part of what is now New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado, and California. So the money given to Mexico and the Americans, it cost the United States about $15 a square mile. Now, that was the beginning. And so what's going to happen in the world, and the United States is going to have to dig some dealings. Mexico, ever since, has felt that they can pour in a bunch of people in the United States because they still own, to them, California, New Mexico, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado. The last president of Mexico even said so. He came to California and said, if I remember right, he went over to California and he said, this is your country. This is Mexico. And what he's talking about is the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty in 1837. So we're running up to February 2nd again, this coming week. Yeah, February 1st, you have the act of treason for not repealing the death penalty. You have the treaty clause of the payment to Mexico for the 6 states, you know, which we essentially, instead of war, we use currency as war. So what's going to happen, I think, in the end, is coming up, is the public's going to get another awareness, and through the President of the United States, concerning is the process of how this will develop. We're going to pay what's called pay money in terms of based on their treaty, of which we own California and Colorado and New Mexico. In turn, Mexico will be reimbursing us back for the damage done to the property which was signed in treaty. That'll be turning point. And this is why the Mexican president in the negotiations is out. Now, you might wonder, why is it that I am bringing this up and I know so much about this? Because guess what Mexico wanted in the 1800s? See? Yeah, you guessed it, boys and girls. The water. So that's why these deals were made under Obama, you see, to reverse the Colorado River, to go into Mexican territory in terms of the NAFTA treaty, so that they could raise produce there, and they made a deal with Chile on the avocados, which destroyed the avocado market in the United States. The legume market, which was part of straight lettuce, it's called, beets, carrots, and, of course, artichoke, which destroyed the Salinas, California market of artichoke, which was in Monterey County, California. So all of this will be negotiated out, and actually Mexico owes us from that Guadalupe determination of the American-Mexican War to go to war with Mexico. So if that's what it takes, and the Mexican president knows that that can be levied, but who gets the water? See? So the water is coming from the state of Colorado. So what Uncle Sam did, they said, well, if we set up a situation where we have a certain amount of deaths in terms of the process of this, we will essentially change under the EPA, under the water rule, which Obama placed in his executive order, now makes more sense than ever, doesn't it? You see? Because setting that in abeyance through the EPA is essentially saying that we're going to control the regulation of the water. That's what he got from chloramine, had caused health damage on the homepage of RBN, and he's going to place that piece of work right in the centerpiece of the treaty negotiation for the water for the United States of America as a part of the payment system from Mexico. And that's what happened. And flight on the airplane to Flint, Michigan, of which the black mayor wouldn't let Donald Trump back into the waste disposal plant because he was already figuring out how to solve it with their problems. I'll never forget that. I don't care who that black mayor, where she goes, or how that works, but she doesn't realize that she did the United States a great big disservice. You have, so how do you test? Well, when I first went out the door, I said, we need, 10 years ago on RBN, I said, well, what we need is alternate technology. We need ultraviolet light, we need filtrations, and we need systems. Of course, they use the same filters that when I started. Coconut shavings, charcoal, and the base. They haven't improved on those filters at all. But what you've got, and of course, they're making millions of dollars selling the public that stuff. So what you got here is the idea of saying, well, we're going against cryptosporidium and Giardia lambda as a form of virus intake. And that comes from cows. You know, they're still pinning it on the cow, you know. So the thing is that you got microbes, the Legionella, you have the Mycobacterium, you have the Pseudomonas. These are a form of mycoplasmas of their own, which have been around for centuries. These are various free-living amoeba, and they occur naturally in the tap water, see. But they're at a higher rate now, you see. You got about 40% of hospital-acquired pneumonia, part of Legionnaires' disease. It's risen about 67%. So membrane filtration has been sanctified by the government to hide these treaty developments and plus the concept of the ownership of the water. So you have in molecular weight, in other words, it's called a dalton, which is really a formation of a small quantity measurement of part of a molecule. Then you have various pore sizes in the membrane filtration. So, in other words, if you have a pore size of microns. Now, a human hair is 8 microns, usually in diameter. So if you have 1 micron, you're supposed to be able to take out bacteria as a microbial contaminant. You can go actually up to 10 microns. On the Gigardia lambia, you can go 1.5 microns. On the Cryptosporidium, about the same. On a virus, on a filtration membrane, you can go all the way down to 1/100 of a pore size on a micron. The process itself, in terms of weight process of the molecule itself of the bacteria, you still have part of all those contaminants still in the water, which they know. The government knows that, you see. So what they do is say, well, we're going to have the chloramine and chlorine as a shock to the bacteria. Now, if you have TNT in the water, which you've had all this time, and I've mentioned it on many, many lists, and on the first hour I gave you some quite valuable information on how to protect yourself. But the concept of being able to know that contaminant is there with an increase of calcium base on the 2 extra electrons. Now, the shock interaction of the chloramine, which is dose-related, which is how the government gets around it. They say, well, public health-wise, we don't see adverse effects from the dose relationship, never realizing that they are not they do realize, of course, and they don't even use scientific value to it. And the government did their own work of how this caused the problem of the various cancers in humans. I analyzed all the peer-reviewed systems on that. That's over 900 studies on human beings before 1998 and parts of since then on whole cities and the cancer rate accordingly. And this developed into the recycled water system, of which they're now trying to sell the public on that. But the thing is, which is another disaster, so you have the process when President Trump put the executive order to put in abeyance the Water Rules Act, he essentially opened the treaty system with Mexico based on the water transfer, which was helpful. But also the next play-out game, and the Democrats know it, because it was part of their death panel. So you have to understand that when Obamacare was put in, the Republicans didn't vote on it because they left them out of the room. They barred the doors. I talked about that for, what was it, a year and a half. I gave you all the sections in Obamacare. I told you about each disease that would be covered in a different way. I told you about the payment schedule. By section, 2,900 pages. I gave you all this, but this is the background, you see. It's now coming out. So Trump does nothing else in the terms of his treatment out in Mexico, he will work it in a different way. In terms of this, that we do have a grand jury of science technology, we do change the way of membrane filtration and how it works. Now, the interesting argument that I see, which I don't want to get into, because I know a lot about genetics, and so it's kind of, I'm not the guy to try to snow job about identification of a third gender as an option for identification cards. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and thank you for being here.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways. I want to make sure that you have the definition of a Dalton, which will become very important for you in future Parker Pathway programs. I mentioned that in terms of the pore size, in terms of which is not in the state of the art at this time, by the way, to be able to have those processes, except for osmosis is close, reverse osmosis is close. But a Dalton is the unified atomic mass unit. The It's a standard unit. It's used for indicating a mass on an atomic or a molecular scale. Like one unified atomic mass unit is approximately the mass of one proton or neutron. And it's equivalent, when you're looking at the data which is going to affect you, this will go beyond, you know, what the public says, why, that's too complicated for me. Well, it's determining how you're going to die. So it's 1 gram per mole. That's a numerical equivalent of a dalton. It's 1/12 of the mass of an unbound neutral atom of carbon-12 in the nuclear electronic ground state. So if you have TNT in the soil, which goes into the groundwater, the TNT is cancerous, and you have 2/3 of the earth contaminated with it in the water, and you have a fruit fly, which I opened up the show with, the termination of a gene that will go into a particular plant to be able to absorb the gene and then take and gene to be resistant to the TNT as the carcinogen that goes into your food. And you can remove it from the contaminated soil in Swiss. Now, the plant, I'll repeat it, it's a Arabidopsis plant. That's a species system of plants which have a system of being able to connect with a human gene. In this case, the fruit fly gene. And the reason, as I said on the first hour, is because of the fact that the Vatican was against that, because against nature, the process of it. I remember the times when I was talking about how human bodies were cremated and then they're poured down the drain. And I really made a big issue about that about 4.5 years ago. Finally, a federal judge, it worked up to a federal judge on a Texas case that blocked. This federal judge blocked the Texas rules mandating the burial of cremation of fetal remains. And so this has to do with the process of biological medical waste being redefined. It's very important because that's the way the future burials were to be. We'll see you on the next live hour of Carter Pathways. Call the number is 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard. I just knew too much.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.